This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us on the radio waves here. The live Saturday edition continues with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, if we get the chance, of course, we're loaded with your calls, and this we're going to do first, but Glenn Greenwald's got an interesting piece over the Washington Post about how Donald Trump has vast powers, thanks to the Democrats. And we'll get into that if we get the chance. But your calls come first here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We spent a little bit of time in the last hour talking about the protests that are going on in various different cities across the United States with tactics that are pretty offensive. And this is coming from a guy who knows a thing or two about going out and doing protests. I object to the idea of blocking traffic. I think that's a particularly bad thing to do, and obviously anything that gets violent is also incredibly awful. But I'll give you one exception to blocking business. I don't think you should block business. You shouldn't block traffic. You shouldn't block sidewalks. People should be able to travel to where it is they want to go. However, I don't have a problem with occupying and blocking government agencies. Got no problem with that, because then you're taking the protest to the agency of issue, to the problem, the starters of the problem.
What if you are complaining about Walmart's hiring practices?
You're not allowed to go on private property.
Well,
so keep your protest on public land and don't block any business traffic. But if you're in City Hall, then screw City Hall.
You have a dichotomous view on how you should go about protesting. You believe that government agencies exist in a different realm.
No, it's not dichotomous. They are different. The government is an agency of coercive force, and businesses are not agencies of coercive force. Now, there are times when the businesses will use the coercive force of government in order to achieve their goals, in which case I think you're fully within your rights. So, for instance, like with the pipeline protesters, fully within your rights, if they're using eminent domain or the power of the state to take people's property from them by theft or by the threat of violence, then I don't have a problem with laying down in front of their bulldozers or whatever. But if we're talking about getting in the way of just average people going to their jobs or, going shopping or trying to get, go to see their family members or go to the hospital or whatever it is that people are doing when they're going from point A to point B, then that's a problem. If it turns out that point B was they ended up at a government building and the government building is filled with protesters who basically shut down the government offices for the day, well, that's the one exception that I'll give to the rule.
How about this? Martin Luther King Jr. took many a highway, most famously perhaps in the Selma to Montgomery March. So the person who's held up as the bastion of...
Yeah, no one was perfect. I mean, Gandhi had some issues,
Selma
too.
Selma March is considered to be, some of the best political, civil disobedience ever. Right,
like, I don't think you should inconvenience other people with your protests in the way that stops them from going to where they want to go. It's gonna be enough to actually have people on the sides of the roads holding signs or whatever. People are still gonna slow down just to see that, but it's not going to stop people from going where they need to go. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Jeff. He's on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Jeff.
Greetings. Apparently, Ella's frozen over because I said it. I'd never call your show, and here I am.
Okay, here you are. Go ahead.
I thought it was kind of funny. The first time I saw any of the protests, I couldn't help but think of the Willy Wonka movie where Veruca can't get either the squirrel or the Oompa Loompa, which Daddy is going to buy for her. And I feel like the protesters right now, I feel like it's a big tantrum because I don't know what they're going to change. It was the free elections. And I know they didn't get what they wanted. I wasn't a big fan of our current president. I didn't go downtown and spit on anybody or punch anybody or paint anything. So I was wondering, you've been in protest before. Do you do protest just because you're pissed, or do you want to get change enacted.
Well, usually the reason I would go to a protest is because I want to get the word out about some sort of issue or some kind of website or whatever it is that I've got on my mind that I want people to see and to talk about and to consider. So it's usually just an outreach project. When I went to the Tea Party and when I went to the the liberal ones, Occupy. When I went to Occupy, my point there was to reach out to the other protesters in that case to kind of connect with them and explain the ideas of freedom whenever I got a chance. So usually my reason for going to protests is because of outreach purposes, not necessarily anger. That is not a motivator for me at this point in my life. At some point in my past, it may have been.
Now, do you think these are tantrums, or do you think they have an objection to something they're trying to get done?
I feel like they feel threatened in many cases. I made the point earlier that they oftentimes what the presidential election is, and all elections ultimately is a threat to shove your candidate down the throat of the other party. Now, these people would have been happy as they possibly could be if they had shoved their little harpy down your throat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I feel nothing for them other than disdain. However, I can see why they feel threatened. I believe them to not be educated in the ideas of liberty, the ideas of federalism, many of these things that would solve their problems. But
John,
go ahead.
I agree 100%. One point, then I'll shut up. It amazes me right now, so many of the folks are out there, they look college age, mm-hmm. and I heard college unemployment was like 25-50% or something. There was some high number in this current economy. I would think anybody would be tickled to death at the chance of maybe getting a job. They'd be okay with change.
I don't know.
Well, to answer your earlier question, is it a tantrum or are they trying to get something done? I think it depends who you ask. Each individual goes to these events for different reasons, so it's not fair to put all of them in one group. It's in the same way, it's not fair to say that because someone broke a window that everyone in the crowd is violent. So it's important to remember that even though they may, generally have viewpoints that you might disagree with, that there will be a difference between them. They will have differences in opinions on tactics and differences in opinions on goals and what it is that they want to accomplish. So really, the only way to answer that question would be to go down there and talk to them. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I love the not my president stuff because it's... It just keeps on going back and forth. Honestly...
What's going back and forth?
Well, because that's what Republicans were saying about Obama, and that's what liberals said about Bush. And
I support him. I don't think we need any presidents.
I'm fine with that. That's not my complaint. I'm just amused, because most of the people carrying these not my president signs would be doing cartwheels if Hillary Clinton won.
Mm.
And all I can say is if you're experiencing, fear, upset about the Trump presidency, I want you to try on the other moccasins. Imagine what it might be like for the people that you were going to force your candidate on.
Mm.
And this is why I say we really, Al Gore was right. There are two Americas.
Sure.
There are more than that.
Yep.
There's really 300 million Americas. But at this point, certainly there are two. Here's my suggestion. You let the blue states on the west side, you turn them into Mega City 2. You turn the
Mega City 2?
Yeah, this is Judge Dredd. You'd have to understand the reference.
I saw the movie, but it was two decades ago. I don't remember it.
Yeah, it really didn't spend much time on the geography of this tortured earth that existed when Judge
Dredd... So you turn them all into one city?
Well, it's just one country.
One country.
Okay. They can deal with it. Then on the eastern seaboard, up there in the northeast, you can create another Mega City 1. But we'll cut out a little piece for New Hampshire. We'll call that Freedom Land.
Yeah. I'm with you on this.
And then the red states, they can they can have this whole little call it Jesusville.
Yeah, they can ban abortions or whatever the hell they want to do.
Whatever they want to do, there in the middle. That's my recommendation.
I support that. Let's go to your calls and continue with Brian, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm confused. What type of form of government do you guys advocate for?
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Stand by, Brian. We'll bring you back. We'll have that discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The best kind of government is the one that doesn't exist, or self-government.
Disagree with you on that statement.
Well, let's get into that then. 855-450-FREE, and also Skype username, lrn.fm. What is the best kind of government, if any?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How about we give you the opportunity to get the best pillow you've ever owned at half price. You can do it by going to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. We've been using MyPillow, Mark, you and I, for the last several months, maybe like almost half a year at this point, and it's been great. It's really a great product because not only is it designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, but also you can wash this thing. You can put it in your washing machine and then take it out, put it in your dryer, because it was designed for that, unlike every other pillow I've ever seen in my lifetime. So you want to get this MyPillow, get it at half off or two for the price of one. You can do that at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and if for some reason you disagree, you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever owned for some reason, you can send it back, and they'll send you your money back. Very simple. 60-day money-back guarantee.
Plus and a 10-year warranty.
A 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Zev calling us from Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Zev.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to comment. I recently saw an article that the Republicans are thinking about repealing the Dodd-Frank bill, which was the regulation put in place post the crash in 08. Now, I've recently changed a lot of my views in this election. I've been moving more in a libertarian direction, listening to economists Friedman, Rothbard, and you know, so on and so forth.
I've heard of these people. And,
yeah, I think so. And I heard Friedman saying something interesting, which was that in the 80s, he said that our economy was not a free market economy. It was a 50% government-run economy. And if, you know, the Dodd-Frank was put in place to deal with some of the issues which come up because the government runs part of the economy. Now, if they just repeal the bill, they'll have the same problems. For example, the government guarantees mortgages allowed for the banks to bet on mortgages because the government back gave guarantees on them. So they can't just repeal Dodd-Frank without repealing the other parts of the government that provide for the guarantees that provide for which creates a problem.
Hear, hear. I agree with you. This is one of the huge conundrum that faces people who, you know, believe in the ideas of liberty. Because it's easy to say, burn it all down, let's start all over. But in the process of burning it all down, a lot of people are going to, you know, be harmed. So the question is, how do you harm the fewest amount of people, and which steps do you take to get from here to there? I think a really great example is immigration. For instance, there are, you know, there have been immigration laws in this country that have certainly been in place since the 60s, if not further back, depending on how you want to, you know, parse, how you want to slice this cheese. But, you know, certainly from the 60s with the wetback laws, that was in place, right? And now there's a lot of people that want to come to the United States. They've been held back for 50 years, this flow of people, you know, in and out of the country, people who, you know, seasonally came back and did work and that sort of thing. And if you were to just get rid of the borders, you would probably see an influx of millions of people. Now, could the United States handle it? Probably they could. That's beside the point. You would still see a big change as opposed to, you know, what you would have seen over time if these laws hadn't been put in place. So this is what happens when you just sort of, you know, start from the bottom, you know, say, let's change this one thing. The Dodd-Frank bill has all kinds of problems. But how do you properly, it's like playing pickup sticks. You know, how do you pick up the stick without moving the other sticks? Yeah.
Does Zev, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Immigration has been a big issue because it displaces lots of manufacturing. When they called for, you know, looser immigration to allow for, you know, free trade and everything, they said, free trade. They said that they should provide relief for those whose jobs are displaced. And that has created, not doing that has created for the problems which gave to the rise of Trump and the anti-free trade.
I'm confused about what you just said there. Can you rephrase that?
Yeah, what I was saying is when they pushed for free trade, they said that free trade
who
will displace
free
many
trade?
Jobs.
Who
the big free traders, Friedman, one of them,
okay,
Milton
so,
Friedman,
okay,
he
gotcha.
Said that they should give relief, like the government should provide relief to those jobs that are taken that are lost to free trade. They never did that, and now there's a tremendous backlash against free trade because of the consequences of the lost jobs.
Right. So there's factory workers who, you know, people who at one point had factory jobs or that sort of thing. Those jobs have gone over to China because it's cheaper to manufacture things over there. Maybe not now, but it was certainly was a few years ago. And, you know, there's some backlash. Now you have people like Trump who are in place because he says he's going to protect American jobs as though he could. And so that's the backlash you're referring to. Yeah, I think Friedman was always looking for ways to mitigate the pain of the market for people. And, you know, I mean, how are you going to do that voluntarily?
Yeah, I don't think that it's anybody's, you know, the government doesn't have any business trying to shore up so-called free trade. And by the way, we don't have free trade, and we haven't had free trade in my lifetime, so I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, there was more free trade than perhaps there were in the past when there was tariffs.
Zeph, thanks.
Before you go, Zeph, I want to recommend checking out John Berlau from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He can probably answer your questions about Dodd-Frank better than I can.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. You know what? I think we had Charlie on before. I apologize. It looked like maybe you'd had to call back in or something. Charlie, you'd ask the question, what's the best kind of government?
Now, what kind do we support?
Are you still with us, Charlie?
Yes, I'm here. You triggered some thoughts in my brain when you said the best form of government is no government at all. And I understand the sentiment, but immediately my mind went to the book Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, so The Lord of the Flies is certainly an important piece of literature about what it might be like if you put a bunch of 12-year-olds on an island.
And then when you consider the complexity of life now in the world, we're nothing but a bunch of 12-year-olds.
I don't entirely disagree with you. So I would say that my ideas about government come from a philosophical standpoint. The government should be voluntary. Now, this is what the Enlightenment thinkers suggested when they wrote documents like, I don't know, the Declaration of Independence and that sort of thing. What the Enlightenment thinkers had a difficult time doing is taking old models of the state and fitting it into new models of human freedom. And so here's what I would say. I believe governments should be voluntary and that people should choose which governments they want to have. So I would not propose taking your government from you. What I would propose, however, is that individuals be able to opt out of government programs that they find sufficiently upsetting. So, for instance, I homeschool my son. However, twice a year, a group of people known as the town I live in steal money from me to send other kids to school. They steal his money that could be used for educational items for him in order to send other people's kids to school. I find this reprehensible and upsetting and would opt out of their system even further than I have at this point if I could. So that's all I'm saying is, we should have the option of opting out of government programs that we want to opt out of.
Now, should you wish to respond, Charlie, you can hang on, and I promise I'll actually bring you back this time around. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What is the best form of government, if any? It's Free Talk Live. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, and maybe you'd like to answer that question. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, of course, you can call toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People on the left are still reeling from the election results this week. They didn't see it coming. But it happened, and it happened in a big way. Donald Trump took the election. I was looking at some of the numbers showing that actually fewer Democrats turned out this time than voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012. The suggestion being that had as many people who voted for Obama turned out this time around, Clinton would have won. But it was Hillary Clinton. And yep. People, even on the left, did not want to come out and vote for this lady. That's why this election got lost by the Democrats. They could have won it if they'd, you know, maybe nominated someone like Bernie Sanders, perhaps. They would have had a chance, at least.
Oh, I think that's my supposition is that Bernie Sanders would have whooped the toupee off of Donald Trump.
Could be.
It's not fair to say it's toupee. But whoop the comb over off of Donald Trump.
So, but anyway.
Now, I'm not saying I support Bernie Sanders.
No, me neither.
By any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying cheaters never win when you get, maybe they do. But in this case, the cheater didn't win, and it doesn't make me feel bad.
No, certainly not. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Charlie, listening in Indianapolis, you had called in to ask what we think the best form of government would be, and I sort of quipped that the best form of government is the one that doesn't exist. Mark, you said you wanted governments to be voluntary institutions where people would be able to consent to being covered by their services.
Actually, what I want is for people to be able to opt out, and that is a difference. I understand the world exists today the way the world exists, mm-hmm. and I would suggest that people be able to opt out of the government's social programs, mainly because they all stink. And then we can sort of move from there.
Can I opt out of their war programs, too, or is that...
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so, Charlie, your thoughts? Go ahead.
Now, getting back to the best form of... I look at it a little differently. I look at it as how much government is enough. And since it'd be difficult for anybody to hit exactly the right amount, you're sure. either going to have a little too much or a little not enough. It's like golf and tennis. Right now, the USGA says there's too many rules, and they want to pare it down to make it more enjoyable. But in tennis, people are saying there's not enough because there's too much ambiguity. So you see, it depends upon the arena that you're talking about. And as far as opting out, I don't use sidewalks. I don't want to, but I believe in providing sidewalks for the people who walk.
Excellent. You should be able to opt into sidewalks if you wish.
Oh, I see. I see. You're allowing opting in addition to opting out. Okay, I got you.
No, we're talking about the funding of these things. So whether or not you use them, like I don't use schools, but I support education. So I would want to give money to a school that is teaching people in the way that I think that, you know, is valuable. With a government system, the one size fits all government system that we have, I'm forced to support their system. I'm forced to support their education, their police, even if I'm incredibly disappointed and upset with what they're doing, which is why a lot of this anger exists when, you know, the protesters. Mark, you touched on this earlier when you said that people feel threatened. Like, as the emotions lead up to this election, they keep running higher and higher because the threat becomes more and more real. As we inch closer and closer to whoever it is that ends up taking office, there is a ever-present threat against whoever the other side is. And so, you know, they always redouble their efforts and try to retake the government 4 years later because they would rather be issuing the threats. They would be the ones, you know, they are the ones who want to be in charge, and they're the ones who want to be obeyed. And ultimately, no one should have to obey a master. We should all be able to make our own decisions. If you want to have a master, then by all means, select a master for yourself. There are plenty of people out there who would love that job. But for those of us who want to be free, we should be allowed to be free, so long as we don't actually hurt anybody else in the process. So that's my viewpoint, Charlie.
Oh, no, I understand. I understand. It's just that if you can opt in or opt out, then the cost of the accounting becomes enormous.
Well, I mean, it's not like accounting isn't expensive already when it comes to, you know, governments. They're figuring out their property taxes and look at the IRS. Yeah. I mean, the IRS we just found out that I think it was 50 IRS employees have not been paying their taxes, you know, which is amusing, but it just goes to show this ponderous government bureaucracy isn't very good at what it proposes to do. Accounting's very difficult, but look at this. There are organizations all over the world that voluntarily let people do business with them and voluntarily provide services to them. We call those organizations businesses. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, we don't have municipal garbage pickup. Now, one would claim it is less efficient to drive two garbage trucks down the street and one truck pick up half the garbage and the other truck pick up the other half of the garbage.
On different days, and they have to know which houses to go to.
But somehow, these businesses manage to handle this inefficiency at the same price with better customer service than any municipal garbage company that I've ever dealt with.
And they make money, too. Same business, pay their employees.
When I was living in Sarasota, Florida, I had my garbage returned to me on multiple occasions because the government bureaucrat or the contracted organization with the government decided that my sticks weren't cut the right length, or they weren't bundled together the way they were supposed to, or a whole variety of things. A private business would never imagine for a moment telling me how I'm supposed to do these things. They provide a service. The government bureaucracy, they provide control.
Plus, even if what you say is true and that accounting costs would go up if people were allowed to decide to opt in or opt out to these government services, you also have to remember that in a situation where you no longer have a monopoly, which is what the government is on generally on most of the services they provide, you have efficiency finally. Government is not an efficient agency because it doesn't have competition. It has no reason to be efficient. They know they're going to get money from you whether or not you do it, whether or not they do a good job. So they have no incentive whatsoever for efficiency. But if there's competition in the marketplace, if people can choose another option, then all of a sudden these government agencies that are bloated and wasteful will get real lean and mean and, you know, efficient in comparison to what they are today. And so for a fraction of that savings, you can hire another accountant.
Yeah, the medical costs have skyrocketed as the government has gotten more involved in healthcare here in the United States.
Hey, Charlie, good call, man. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I want to point out, by the way, that for the election, I ran against Kelly Ayotte, the U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, and she lost in the general election. And if all of the people who had voted for her had voted for Mr. Chabot instead, then he would have won. The Libertarian.
That's the Libertarian challenger to this statist, Kelly Ayotte.
And
what's the point you're making, though?
That if they had voted for him instead of wasting their vote on Kelly Ayotte, then they wouldn't have Maggie Hassan in as U.S. Senator-elect.
Well, unfortunately, you can blame partially the mainstream media on that one because they actually locked out the challenging candidates, the third parties, the Libertarian, and there was an independent in that race as well, who's actually a Free State Project participant. Those guys were not invited to the debates that were held at one of the local mainstream news agencies. So we still are dealing, and thanks for the call, Tom, we are still dealing with Libertarians being locked out from the competition. Not just by the government's rules, but also by the arbitrary selection criteria of these different agencies that are holding the debate. So it's not just a problem at the national level. Third parties, the Greens, the Libertarians, we know that the Commission on Presidential Debates is just, they're corrupt. I mean, there's just no way that that's going to change for the best. It's a terrible situation. They've got a 15% threshold where candidates have to cross that. Well, the local news agencies also have stupid rules like that that are designed to keep competition out, designed to keep it Republican versus Democrat and ignore all of the other options out there. We're trying to change that here in New Hampshire. We've got to get more people here, more Libertarians, more voluntarists need to pick up their lives, move to New Hampshire, and get active so we can actually have a shot. This is Free Talk Live. By the way, we are winning just as Republicans and Democrats.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in and join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, the number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of freedom, voluntarism, libertarianism here on a nightly basis, because we do the show 7 nights a week. Now, whether you're hearing us 7 nights a week on your local radio station is another question. If you're not, you should call the program director during the week and tell him or her real nicely that you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live and that you appreciate that we're on even a little bit. Because, again, we're here live 7 nights a week. You can join us, and you can also help the show directly by joining the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a $5 a month fee that allows you access to some perks, you know, some benefits like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, where there's always some interesting discussions, always new posts on a daily basis over there. You can go and get signed up, $5 a month with any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin on the AMP page. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we invest into Free Talk Live to help get the word out about freedom. That's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Mike is with us listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Real quickly, I would like to make a quick comment about the polls. You know, the polls had Hillary Clinton winning a month ago, 3 weeks ago. It was pretty much over for Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. Well, the polls was wrong. It was wrong.
Yeah.
And my point about the polls is I heard on the ABC News with David Muir that Obama's approval rating was around 59 or 55%. Now, if the polls were wrong on the elections, very wrong, then how do we know that those polls are correct on Obama's popularity?
Good question.
And the other thing that I would like to make a comment on, when I woke up Wednesday morning, and I'm a gay Republican.
A gay Republican, do you say?
Gay Republican, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm not a conservative, I'm a Republican. When I woke up Wednesday morning, the sky hadn't fallen. Trump hasn't even taken office yet. Let's give it a chance, just like we did with Obama in 2008 when he won. All the people that voted against him, I don't think they was out what they call, what the liberal media wants to call a protest. When they're out there in the street, blocking traffic and setting fires and turning over police cars. That's not a protest. That's a riot. That's looting. And I believe our Constitution calls for a peaceful, lawful protest. What they're doing is not a protest. It's rioting. And in California, just I believe it was just a couple of days ago, L.A., if I'm not mistaken, they had a piñata hung up, made out of, to look like Donald Trump, and a bunch of children out there with sticks hitting that piñata. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, piñata.
To me, that's not protesting. That is violent, promoting violence.
Well, come on, man. I mean, let's look at it the other side. If somebody hung up, if we look at the other side, if we put a Barack Obama, they hung him up and set him on fire in effigy. What would you say about that, Ian?
I wouldn't say that's violence. I'm not on the side of Barack Obama or Donald Trump, but that's just an expression of frustration. Whether you're burning an effigy or burning the flag. Yeah, you know, it's just people are mad.
I don't support Donald Trump at all, but you don't make a piñata.
Burning your own stuff or beating up a piñata is not violence. It's just a form of expression. Go ahead.
Earlier, I believe I heard you say that protesting is not anger.
No. That's not what I said at all. Somebody asked me a question about why I protest. And I do not protest out of anger. I protest or demonstrate or whatever you want to call it out of interest in spreading some sort of meme, spreading some kind of idea, spreading discussion, having people talk about an issue, getting an issue out into people's consciousness. I don't base mine out of anger, but each individual is different. So, yes, a lot of people that will go to a protest are absolutely angry people, for sure.
One other real quick thing. Would you agree with me on this? When Trump takes office, and if he gets in there and he does horrible, and he's really screwing up, he's jeopardizing the security of the American people, our country. Given a chance that Congress can impeach him if he's really screwing up, or we can vote him the hell out of office in 4 years. All I'm saying is I believe the American people should put together. It's okay to disagree. No problem with that. None whatsoever. It's okay. But what I'm saying is right now the American people need to pull together when he takes office. Let's see what happens. If he screws it up, he's out of there.
I am not pulling together for any politician, any Republican, Democrat at the national level. I am not pulling together. I'm advocating people separate from the United States. I want to see secession. I want to see it happen now, and I want it across the United States. Thank you for the call tonight, Mike. But, you know, I get the whole point of, yeah, let's give the guy a shot. Well, he's said enough things to where it's pretty clear he's not in favor of freedom. He might be in favor of some less regulations on some issues, and if that actually comes to pass, good for him if he can actually make that happen. But on the other hand, if he ends up building a wall and creating more of a police state, then that's going to destroy any level of economic advances that those extra freedoms might have brought you.
As far as I'm concerned, Washington, D.C. is a taxpayer-funded orgy of debauchery, of theft and lies.
Yeah, and Trump is not going to change that.
But Trump is, to me, hopefully he will be a truckload of honey badgers dropped in on that party, and I'd love to see what happens.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up, dude.
My hopes aren't up. They're not up. I don't care.
Okay, good. There's a headline over at the Washington Post, and I love the headline. I haven't read the story, but if you voted for Trump because he's anti-establishment, guess what? You got conned. I know you didn't vote for Trump. That wasn't directed at you, Mark. It was directed at the people who might have thought that this guy was going to be anti-establishment. As my prediction that you will be proven wrong about Donald Trump, that turns out he will be part of the establishment. And I'd love to be wrong about that. I mean, I would love for him to go in there and, like you're saying, you know, stir it up and cause trouble, throw a wrench into the monkey wrench in there or whatever. I don't expect that to happen, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of the Washington Post, the reason I saw that other headline is because I was on the story by Glenn Greenwald. who is writing about the vast powers that Donald Trump will have that he can thank the Democrats for. Liberals are understandably panicked about what Donald Trump can carry out. Franklin Foer wrote this past week in Slate, which is a very lefty website, quote, "We have a president-elect with authoritarian tendencies assuming a presidency that has never been more powerful," unquote.
I wonder how it got that way.
Trump will command not only a massive nuclear arsenal and the most robust military in history, but also the ability to wage numerous wars in secret and without congressional authorization, a ubiquitous system of electronic surveillance that can reach most forms of human communication and activity, and countless methods for shielding himself from judicial accountability, congressional oversight, and the rule of law, exactly what the Constitution was created to prevent. Trump assumes the presidency, quote, "at the peak of its imperial powers," unquote, as Foer put it. Although I wouldn't call it a peak. All of these presidents have built on the powers that were accumulated during their previous, their predecessors.
It's a peak.
So, yeah. Well, peak suggests that it's going downhill from here. No, it's the power is going to continue to accrue to this particular office.
I suspect that's true. Maybe not with Donald Trump. Maybe both sides will be so upset with him that they take some power from the presidency. We'll see.
Senator Barack Obama certainly saw it that way when he first ran for president in 2008. Limiting executive power abuses and protecting civil liberties were central themes of his campaign. The former law professor repeatedly railed against the Bush-Cheney template of vesting the president with unchecked authorities in the name of fighting terrorism or achieving other policy objectives. Quote, this is Barack Obama. Quote, "The administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide," unquote. He said that in 2007, listing an array of controversial Bush-Cheney policies from warrantless domestic surveillance to due process, free investigations, and imprisonment. He vowed, quote, "We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers," unquote.
Mm.
Yet, beginning his first month in office and continuing through today, Obama not only continued many of the most extreme executive power policies that he once condemned, but in many cases strengthened and extended them. His administration detained terrorism suspects without due process, proposed new frameworks to keep them locked up without trial, targeted thousands of individuals, including a U.S. citizen, for execution by drone. And there's more. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will the left admit that they supported this?
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.